Hello, you're listening to the Cardio Seeds podcast. And with you, it's Dr. Svetlana Shimon, a lifestyle cardiologist and the founder and president of Cardio Seeds. Did you ever think why we doctors are set to burn out to start with? We bash ourselves for the smallest mistakes. We ruminate from a young age. We'll learn to measure ourselves against external reference points of success. We don't give ourselves a break and don't say that today we're much better, much smarter people than we were even 10 years ago. Instead, we measure ourselves against the impossible examples of professional perfection, no less than Eugene Braunwald or Helen Tosig. If we did not master becoming like them, we are a failure. Is this true? Of course not. Our medical education, however, embodies obedience, productivity, performance, and submissiveness, not individuality. Medical training appears to be the peak time for distress among physicians, the formula that we are all taught in medical school gets reinforced in residency, fellowship, and in subsequent years of practice. That is, work hard for a long time, achieve a certain level, and then there will be happiness. Only recently, research in positive psychology shows us that happiness works in exactly reverse order. Happiness is a precursor for success and a framework upon which success flourishes, not vice versa. Yet we doctors are groomed to be perfectionists with very little time for pleasure. How did this all happen? The first residency program was created by Sir William Osler at Johns Hopkins Hospital about 125 years ago. And in the middle of the 20th century, residents used to live on premises and be on call so often that they only had time to sleep in their dorm rooms. They were not paid and did not have time for any private life. The residency was viewed as a time for education, experiences, toughening, and professional growth, not for relaxation. Little changed in 125 years. Despite many generations of doctors being burned out, tired, and grossed out by the outrageous punishment inflicted on them by the grueling, unspoken rules of medical training and practice, they somehow don't revolt. They derive sick pride in being abused to death and to depression by the generational culture dating back more than a century ago. There was a slogan for third-year medical students back in the day: eat when you can, pee when you can, and sleep if you can. Literally ignore yourself, including your basic physiologic needs. There is no mention of the psychological needs or the doctors whatsoever. Doctors are trained to be emotionless robots, numb to pain and masterful in expressing nothing but relentless toughness in the face of dying and suffering. Maybe, just maybe, in the face of horrible physician post-COVID-19 pandemic burnout that crippled nearly 85% of the U.S. providers, with one doctor committing suicide every day, a renewed sense of urgency will stop younger physicians from following the harmful path paved by their professional forefathers. Thank you.